Here's the snap to Brady. Here comes trouble, and here comes Merciless. The ball is out, and it's picked up by Clowney, running to his left. 15, 10, 5, rock and roll to Devion Clowney.
All right, that was a rock and roll worthy play for sure. Mark Vandermeer on the call. We got DP Sidhu. We got Sean Pendergast. Jadeveon Clowney did some nice things last Sunday. He is heating up along with the rest of this defense. And that's going to be key because tomorrow there is a quarterback that I think is a pretty accomplished one and pretty savvy, pretty smart, pretty good at moving this offense down the field.
That's right. And he's mobile, too. So Unlike Tom Brady, he'll get out of the pocket. He'll make some plays with his legs. And it sure is nice having Jadeveon Clowney, who J.J. Watt said is one of the fastest guys on the planet. So you like to have number 90 chasing them down, and you like to put that pressure on him that, you know, we haven't been able to see with both Watt and Clowney in the game. Obviously, Watt was out last year. So To have them both together in this divisional game is going to be huge.
Yeah, Watt's feasted on the Tennessee Titans quarterbacks over the years, but it's a little bit different. Now, he didn't face Mariota last year, and that's the only time Mariota has faced the Texans.
Yeah, he's right. To that point, he's never faced Mariota. Yeah. This is the first time Mariota and Watt have been on the same football field together. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think a big key for the Texans is obviously to keep him in the pocket. Yeah. Don't let him beat you with his legs. Make him throw the football. He's a good quarterback, but if he's got an Achilles heel, he can be a little bit inaccurate. Sometimes we saw that in the game last year, 13-29, I think, in the game here at Houston last year in week 4. So I think you've got to, as impressive a young quarterback as he is, I think you've got to put the game on him. Tough to do, easier said than done, but try to get them in down and distance situations that are a little unfavorable.
In week 1, we saw a rugged run game with the Jacksonville Jaguars, specifically with Leonard Fournette. Well, I think it's amped up even a little bit more with this team you're facing tomorrow in Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray. What's the key to stopping these guys, Sean?
Yeah, I think commit to stopping it on first and second down. The two things about, you know, trying to put the game on Mariota and trying to stop those two kind of go hand in hand in terms of what you're going to do strategically. So you're going to need a big game out of those young inside linebackers. McKinney and Zach Cunningham and Dylan Cole are going to have to bring their lunch pails for sure. Yeah. And I'm anxious to watch Clowney and Watt go against Luan and Conklin, you know, sort of like a Midnight Express versus Rock and Roll Express from back in the 80s. We're going to get to watch
wrestling.
It's
I like
the same
it.
Exact
okay.
thing. So that should be pretty exciting.
Well, there was hair pulling in 2014 between Luan and Clowney, and it wasn't Luan's hair that was getting pulled. But what do you see run game as far as what this Texans defense has to do?
Absolutely. I think with Dylan Cole and some of these younger guys, Zach Cunningham, they're young, they're athletic, they're speedy. It'd be nice to see them go against the run. And we've heard a lot of good things about these rookie linebackers with Bernard in there. Like Sean said, stopping the run. I think offensively it'd be good to get a score early, score often, get a nice lead so that they're forced to throw, Mariota's forced to throw, and they can't just rely on the run game the way Jacksonville did in week 1.
Bill O'Brien, very respectful of this Dick LeBeau-led defense. How respectful are you?
Well, it's Dick LeBeau. I don't know if Dick LeBeau cares what I think, but super respectful of Dick LeBeau, the patriarch of the zone blitz.
Yeah.
And I think, Deshaun Watson, in terms of degree of difficulty of defensive minds he's had to go up against these first three starts, Marvin Lewis in week 2, Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia in week 3, and now Dick LeBeau, and all different types of challenges too strategically. It should be fun to watch.
Sean's our good friend. We like putting him on the spot, putting him in weird situations, so don't think too much into that, okay? We've got much more to get to, including keys to the game. This is Texans Extra Points.